In this video, you will begin building a safe night plan. A safe night plan is not a promise that nothing difficult will happen. It is not a guarantee of sleep. It is a simple way to reduce avoidable uncertainty, identify support, welcome scripture, and decide ahead of time when qualified help is needed. Begin with present safety. Ask, am I reasonably safe where I am right now? When the answer is no because of violence, abuse, severe illness, unsafe breathing, suicidal intent, dangerous confusion, or another urgent threat, the faithful step is not a relaxation exercise. The faithful step is to seek immediate qualified help and follow local emergency procedures. When you are presently safe, gently ground yourself in reality. Name where you are. Notice the room, the date, and the present moment. Remind yourself that the previous danger, dream, memory, or fear is not necessarily happening now. You do not have to determine the full meaning of every sensation tonight. Next, support the body. Choose what is realistically available. A comfortable position, water nearby, prescribed equipment used as directed, lower light, a familiar blanket, welcome self-soothing touch, consensual comfort, or physical space. Consider what helps you feel less exposed without creating a complicated ritual that you believe must be performed perfectly. Then prepare for predictable awakenings. Ask, what usually wakes me? It may be grief, pain, caregiving, a child, a frightening dream, neighborhood noise, breathing discomfort, or the fear of not sleeping. Decide on one calm response. You might use the wake practice, welcome wakefulness without panic, avoid the clock battle, keep stimulation low, enter the bed again when sleepy. Now identify one relational support. Write down the name of a safe person, ministry leader, family member, clinician, or community resource you may contact. Decide what kind of help you are asking for. It might be prayer, a check-in, transportation, respite, medical evaluation, trauma-informed counseling, or simply not being alone with a frightening concern. Add a spiritual anchor. Choose one short scripture, prayer, or hymn. Psalm 121 reminds us that God keeps watch. Romans 8 reminds us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Your prayer might be, Holy Spirit, help me receive the present moment, take the next faithful step, and entrust what I cannot control to Christ. Do not turn the spiritual anchor into magic. A psalm, prayer, song, or ritual cannot guarantee sleep or prevent every nightmare. Its purpose is communion with God, not control over the night. Finally, name your referral threshold. Persistent insomnia with daytime impairment, recurrent nightmares, trauma-related awakenings, dangerous sleepwalking, acting out dreams, severe daytime sleepiness, breathing pauses, worsening mood symptoms, or a greatly reduced need for sleep accompanied by unusual energy may require qualified evaluation. Seeking help is not defeat. Your private worksheet 8.4 will help you record these parts of your plan. Present safety, body support, predictable awakenings, relational support, spiritual anchors, and referral steps. You are not required to upload private details or disclose trauma. A safe night plan says, I will not blame myself for being vigilant. I will tell the truth about danger. I will receive available support. I will welcome Christ without making prayer or performance. I will seek wise help when needed. The goal is not perfect sleep. The goal is a more compassionate, truthful, supported, and Christ-centered way of entering the night.